One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us, isn't this crazy? We don't do it properly. Quip is here to change that. With sensitive sonic vibrations, it's gentle enough on your sensitive gums and not too abrasive like other electric toothbrushes. A multi-use cover that mounts to your mirror and unmounts to slide over your bristles for on-the-go brushing. Plus, it's got that little built-in two-minute timer, so every 30 seconds it goes like, zzz, and you know, oh, I moved to the top, zzz, oh, I moved to this side, zzz, oh, right, to the bottom. And the brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. And Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified five-star reviews. I love that Quip is a sleek, non-bulky option that makes brushing easier and more effective. Quip is backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, and it starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/Heather right now, you're going to get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/Heather. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it two times a week, read here on Podcast One. Boy, that sounded
right here.
Here.
Is that falling apart?
No, I'm trying to fix my mic stand so that it stands taller, but I feel like I need some kind of tool.
Here, I'll do it for
you. It's all right. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to hunyak it together. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I feel like I saw you yesterday, but like we didn't really talk.
I know.
Is that a weird thing to say?
Not really.
How was your weekend?
It was good. God, I drink a lot this weekend.
Really?
Yes. No bueno.
No.
It was my sister's birthday.
I know.
So we
and your eyeshadow looks so, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I literally just started blending everything and anything. And sometimes I went too dark and then I just went over it with something lighter. So I honestly have no idea what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love that palette.
What palette is it?
The Tarte palette.
Oh, that's a nice palette.
Yeah. Love it.
Did you see the thing I put on Instagram story this weekend?
About what?
Morphe.
Yes.
So Morphe sent me this glam of the season, huge kit, and it's all of their new palettes and highlighters and everything. I have to tell you, their stuff is incredible.
Oh, I can imagine.
So I started playing. I haven't played with everything yet, and Max stole half of it while we were there, and Coco's like, I need those brushes. I'm like, you're seven and you hate makeup. Yeah. Why do you need the brush? But they have these, and I think you'd like them. They have these liquid eyeshadows.
Huh.
And it's kind of a wand.
Okay.
And it's glitter.
Hmm.
Which you would think would be cheesy or, you know, too young or whatever.
Yeah.
But I started playing with them. They are phenomenal.
Interesting.
And what I liked about them is like sometimes, especially for the holidays, I think it's fun to put on your lid, like a glittery lid, and then do something darker in the crease. But a lot of times when you use powder, it kind of falls all over your face.
And
you have glitter everywhere.
Yeah,
all over your lashes. It kind of gets everywhere. Or it looks cakey.
Mm-hmm.
These are beautiful.
Mm.
And here's what's interesting. They also sent like a black one with the glitter in it. And I put it in the crease and you can blend it with your fingers.
Oh, nice.
It's so nice. I loved it. And I tried their eyeliners. Were amazing.
I need a good eyeliner.
Oh, try the Morphe one. It's so good. They had two different ones. I loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Okay, anyway, back to you. So I loved your eyeshadow.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so we went out to just the girls to Javier's on Friday. And that turned into like an 8-hour ordeal.
You went to the one at the Spectrum?
At the Spectrum. And then we were like, you know, seven skinny spices in, and I'm like, you guys have to watch A Star Is Born. So now we're pretty tipsy and we walk over with the baby, but she's passed out, take him to The Star Is Born, and we are just bawling our eyes out. I mean, oh God, it was so, they loved it. Jackie didn't like it as much. She didn't cry, but the rest of us were bawling our eyes out, and there was that. So, and then Saturday went to Lido House, had dinner there, and then went out to the country club for drinks.
Right. You said that. Now, the country club is on 17th Street.
Yes.
I've heard about this place. Mm-hmm. It's a restaurant, though, or
a
bar?
A restaurant turns into like a lounge bar.
Okay. How
so they
was
move
it?
All the tables, and it's fun. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a cool crowd.
Yeah.
Jessica loved it. She was just like,
Two nights in a row?
Oh, yeah.
Just the girls?
Just the girls.
Really?
I know.
Were the husbands home watching the chillin'?
He didn't want to go out, the husband.
For her birthday?
Yeah, he was tired. He had been working. He had to get up at 2 a.m. He's like, just go have fun. She was like, okay.
Birthdays are such an oddball thing. They really are. It's funny because everyone's having their birthdays right now. Like Nancy just had her birthday. We're going to celebrate this weekend.
Yeah.
But she want, you know, she's having a big birthday. She wants something very, very small.
Right.
Max and Nikki, we got to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Max and Nikki are turning 15. We'll get back to that. But and obviously my birthday. And by the way, I was on the treadmill today. I know I said I'm going to stop talking about this, but I can't. But I was on the treadmill today and I was thinking, so everyone that knows me knows I love to celebrate.
Yeah.
I love, like, my bat mitzvah was like a big party. I had a sweet 16, huge, big party with a band. All my friends got up and performed. Same thing when I graduated high school. I had a big party with a band. Yeah. Everyone got up and performed. I love parties. So I was on the treadmill running today and I was thinking, I was picturing this big party I was going to throw.
Oh my God, all of a sudden.
All of a sudden I was going to throw
you
this huge
like
party.
You are like a birthday bipolar.
Yeah, you know why? Because I think the what sounds good and what the reality of it is are just two hugely different things. Like I think if, I don't know, if money were no object or something like, I don't know. I feel like because if I then.
No, because you could have whatever party you want, let's be honest. If you wanted it.
Look, if I threw a huge party, Terry would be like, well, that's the gift. I know my husband.
But that is a bit, I mean, that is a big.
But I think that to
You'd
me,
rather have a gift.
I think I'd rather have a gift. Well, because I think looking back,
I want
something to look at and wear and enjoy.
Versus an experience?
Well, I can still have a fabulous experience with a smaller group. I don't need to have like a party of 200 people to have an experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do love a good big party.
Oh
so
my God,
so
I
my
can't
mind,
with you.
I just, I know, right? I just was like running on the treadmill thinking, oh, I could wear a tiara.
Oh my Lord.
Oh, I had a whole like Downton Abbey like moment in my head. And then I got over it. But anyway.
So funny.
So, and then Danya's birthday
is
coming up. And so sort of nipped that one in the bud. Mm-hmm. Got that handled. So with the twins, I said to them, you're turning 15, which seems like a tweener year to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next year you're turning 16. So, I mean, I loved having a sweet 16. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. You didn't do a sweet 16 or a quinceañera.
Nope,
that wasn't like in your wheelhouse. Okay. So I said, let's, you know, they're each take, we're going on vacation for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, you could each take a friend. That's kind of your gift. Mm-hmm. And then I said, but if you want to do something on your actual birthday, why don't you invite like a handful of friends and like we could all go to Javier's, you could have your own table, whatever. But then all of a sudden, you know, it's hard, I think, sometimes. And that's why I said like either it's 200 people or it's six people, because sometimes when you start writing out lists, it expands and expands and expands. So I sat with Max last night. And I'm like, write out a list of like everyone you could possibly think of that might even be on the list. And then you start making cuts and you figure it out that way. So she got it down to like a very reasonable number. Mm-hmm. And then she texted me this morning or like an hour after she got to school. Why she's texting me from school, I don't know. But she's texting me and she's like, well, now I feel like I need to invite that friend group. Mm-hmm. It's hard because it's like when you move to a new place or you're at a new school and all of a sudden there's the old friends and the new friends and the sports friends and the, you know, how do you draw the line and what do you do with that?
Mm-hmm. And then there's Nikki. So they have now two different groups, I'm assuming.
There's a lot of blending. And Nikki doesn't care so much. And Nikki actually, like, he made a list. His list was, like, eight people.
Right.
Because he has such a boy. And he's got these best friends.
Yeah.
You know, a couple from his elementary school. Mm-hmm. And a couple that are just family friends. And then a couple from high school. And anyone else she wants to invite, he doesn't care. It's fine.
That's so cute, though.
Isn't that funny?
So now there are about how many?
It's somewhere between 20 and 30 now.
Hmm. That's not bad, though.
But then what do? They just sit and they have dinner at Javier's? Isn't that boring? What do they do at 15? It's such a weird age.
I'm surprised she doesn't want to have some sort of like party or kickback or something like.
Well, she and her friend Ryan started showing me pictures of this party on the beach, which was beautiful. It was like a very boho, trendy.
Yeah.
Drinks in mason jars and whatever. And Ryan's like, she kept saying, but they had a lemonade bar. It was very cool. But I'm like, but that's decor and food.
Right.
And it's too cold to have a party on the beach now. So forget that. Hmm. I'm like, but what's the activity? Because if you're on the beach, that lends itself to a bonfire or
I'm surprised they didn't want to do something here in the backyard. I feel like that's like they love doing that.
Well, we're getting home from vacation the night before their birthday. That sounds very high impact. Mm.
So you sort of don't really have an option except for to go to a restaurant.
I would rather do it somewhere else so that I don't have, because I feel like we're going to be exhausted after spending, right, you know, a week with everyone and, right, you know, doing all that stuff. So I thought it would be.
Because at that age, you can't do like a laser tag or, you know what I mean?
You're so, going to play laser.
Yeah.
Natalie had a great idea.
Miniature golf. Said, we're go bowling.
Pump it up. Boy, those were the days, the My God. Gym party. Yeah. Where's Miss Rhea when we need her? Darn it. Wouldn't that be hilarious?
That is. No, they would kill you.
But then I said, what about a DJ? Because isn't it fun just to be able to dance? Because the
but then
one,
you need like a private room and then it's...
Right. Yeah. So I wonder, does Javier's have anything like that?
They all seem like they have open spaces. And that...
What about Lido? But see, then it starts becoming like this expensive party.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I got to think about this. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, so that was the conversation that we were having last night about the birthday thing. Oh my God. Weren't we just talking about Poshmark?
Yes, and I'm obsessed with it now.
Yeah. Tell me again how you do that.
So basically, you create this account. And it almost, the app almost looks like Instagram, right? It's super simple to use. But you basically just take photos of whatever outfit or whatever top or shoe or accessory you want to sell. And you write a little description about it. You can write the brand. You can write if it's new or used, if the tags are on, if they're not, and then how much you originally bought it for, and then how much you want to sell it for. And basically, you have followers. You can follow people, and you have like your own account. It's so cool. And it's so easy.
So basically, instead of buying things new, people can shop from millions of closets across America.
Yeah.
It's like you're shopping in all of your best friend's closets.
Oh, yeah. And they have everything from like Forever 21 to like Chanel. It's
really
incredible.
So, all right, let me tell you guys how to do this, because Nally's been talking about this forever and she loves it. You download it. The app is free. It's Poshmark, P-O-S-H-M-A-R-K, Poshmark. They carry women, kids, and men. Poshmark has tons of brands to shop from. Like Natalie was just saying, I mean, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, Alice and Olivia. I mean, so many incredible deals too. And you know what? I'm kind of looking at it as we're sitting here. You know, they have a Louis Vuitton Speedy bag for $300.
Yeah, it's crazy.
$300 for a Louis Vuitton bag?
Yeah. And you don't have to pay for shipping.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, Poshmark, it's the easiest way to buy and sell fashion items. What a great idea for holiday gifts, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Shipping is easy for both the seller and a buyer. Super fast shipping. If you see something you want, all you do is you just make the seller an offer. So it's not like being in a store where you look at the price tag and that's how much you're paying. Even if that Speedy bag is $300, you could say, I'll give you $250
for it. It's true. I forgot about that. It's my favorite part.
That is so cool. Do you have an account?
I do.
What's your account?
My account is _posh_lux.
L-U-X-E?
L-U-X.
_posh_lux.
Yes.
If you want to shop in Natalie's closet. I love it. I'm going to go shop in your closet. And then you better just give it to me. Hey, if you're one of our listeners, you're going to get $5 off your first purchase. Just enter the invite code Heather Dubrow when you sign up. That's it. Just invite code Heather Dubrow. All right? Poshmark. It's the coolest thing ever. So, all right. Sorry, I need to tell you. So, all right. Because the big birthday is coming up, and I think because the holidays are coming, and it's just like, you know, a lot of emotions. By the way, we listened to Christmas music all weekend.
Really?
Yes. I was posting.
You can never make fun of me ever again.
I'm not. I'm okay, done. Good. I told you. I started listening before Halloween. I'm crazy. I don't know what's wrong. We were making hot chocolate.
Yeah.
We were playing Clue.
Yeah.
And we were listening to Christmas music.
That's cute.
Yeah, except when Max cut me off from the pantry because I was eating some of the marshmallows and she cut me off. She's like, you're cut off the pantry. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was kind of excited.
Did you like it?
Well, I liked it a little bit because I was like, oh, that's good. She's learning.
She's aware.
Yeah, she's aware. That's good.
She's aware that I'm overindulging.
That I'm overindulging and that maybe it's time
I'm
to stop.
I'm going to hate myself tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought she was saving me from myself because I was saying, you know, I'm going to go back to red carpet ready for a few days because we're going on this trip. I'm going to wear a bathing suit and I want to just kind of feel great and have, you know, a little room to play.
Right. Speaking of, the Dubrow Diet Instagram's up and live. Yes.
Go on Instagram to
Dubrow Diet.
Dubrow Diet.
Yeah.
join. Well,
tag us.
Yeah, tag us, and we're gonna add all your before and after pictures. So DM them to me and Natalie, and we'll put them up on there. Anyway, so I was so excited that I thought she was saving me from me, but when it turns out she didn't want me eating her marshmallows.
Oh, it was sort of a selfish thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I took Kat and Coco to Panera the other day. And I think I've been feeling a little burnt out by the driving and the, you know, the kids and the whole thing. And we were at Panera, and I'm standing there paying. And it's this one Panera that is very particular. I'm sure I've told you this story before, but when Max and Nikki started summer camp, let's call it, right before preschool, they were 2.5 and we took them to the Temple School. That's, you know, because they were in the Mommy and Me class. So it was 3 hours or 2.5, maybe. Maybe it was 2.5 hours. I don't remember. But you would drop them off and then you'd pick them up. Yeah, it was probably 9 to 12. Mm-hmm. And so all the moms from the Mommy and Me class, have I told you this before?
No.
We said, all right, well, let's send them to camp.
Yeah.
This was like right before. So the preschool would start in September, but this was July or whatever it was. We said, okay, great. So what we did was we dropped them off. I swear to God, this is what we did. We dropped them off, and then we all drove over to Panera. And so drop-off was at 9. We got to Panera by like 9:20, and we sat down, and we sat there for
is
the entire—
once a week or—
No, this was every day.
What?
It was every day. It was like, I feel like it was either every day or 3 times a week.
Okay.
But I can't remember right now. Like, but we would go, I feel like it could have been every day, but we'd drop them off, and then we'd go to Panera, and we sat the whole time.
What?
We'd sit for 2 hours,
How many of you? 10 minutes,
8 of us.
Oh my God.
And then we would go back and pick the kids up.
And every day.
We sit there. And Sarah Cohen was one of them.
Oh my God.
And we'd sit there and we'd talk. And because you have to understand, I know, and so many people out there with kids, you get this. You know, you have this kid, and so it's 24/7. There's no breaks unless they're napping.
Yeah.
You pray for the nap. And for me with the twins, it was like constant everything. And
it's like not enough time to go and like run errands, but it's just like—
Well, we were upset because we didn't know what to do with ourselves, because all you're used to doing is, okay, well, let's all meet at the park, or we've got this, you know, 60-minute, you know, gym class, and then we'll take them to Ruby's for lunch, and we'll sit and they'll eat lunch, and when they're done, they can stand by the gumball machine and look at the gumball. You know, I mean, literally, this is what you're doing. It's so freaking boring sometimes. Oh. All you're doing is trying to create events to keep the day going until nap.
Oh,
that's really what it comes down to, because first they sleep all day, and then it's 3 naps, and then it comes 2 solid naps. They have a morning nap and an afternoon. And then when the morning nap is dropped, it is the longest day you could ever imagine.
Just constantly having to keep them entertained.
Not just entertained, you have to feed them.
Change their diaper.
But feed them, just feeding them and cleaning them. So just picture this. You have to prep it, feed them, and clean. And the prep and the clean takes a lot longer than the actual they're sitting in the high chair eating.
Right.
And it's a mess.
Is there no other way of just keeping an area clean or them clean? There's nothing to do.
No, but what you do is you find hacks. Like, I'm sure there's better things now, but we had, like, we were talking about the placemats.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same kind of thing, these mats that you could put down on the floor that are disposable. So when they throw everything, you can just pick it up at the end.
But then
you're like wasting plastic. It's just like a lot of disposable stuff.
Or like when they
just
like throw all the food on themselves.
Oh, by the way, it's hilarious. You want to just hose them off.
Oh, gosh.
So when I had the twins, I bought these really beautiful dark wood high chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had custom inserts made so that they were comfortable, you know, and cute and everything. Because at our house in Bel Air, the kitchen and the nook area were dark wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to be pretty and match. I didn't want those ugly plastic things. Let me tell you how quickly I bought the ugly plastic things.
The other ones got ruined.
Forget about ruined. You can't clean them.
Yeah.
There was like wood, spindly wood things in it. Oh, and everything was everywhere.
What a disaster.
And then especially with twins, like a lot of times, especially at the beginning when they were eating the baby food.
Yeah.
They weren't really ready for the high chair and to sit there. They weren't that, you know, solid yet. So you'd put them in their car seats and sort of tilt them forward and you'd feed them there. Oh, my God. It was so crazy.
Oh, my God. That sounds insane.
It was insane.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's also hilarious.
Right.
And gross.
I mean, looking back, I'm sure it's hilarious. But in the moment, you're probably like, oh, my gosh, like, kill me.
Even at the time, there's such funny moments.
Yeah.
And it's, it, but it's hilarious and you want to cry and you're exhausted and you're so happy to see other moms going through the same thing. I mean, support groups are like the best ever. Anyway, so what happened was when it was finally time for them to go to camp, they called it, that's what we did. We went to Panera, me and Sarah Cohen and Marla and Andrea and Rachel and who else? Marnie. Isn't that funny?
It's so funny.
This whole group of us, right? Rachel, my friend Rachel, is the one that owns that cookie company, Jackie's Cookie Connection.
Oh. Oh
yeah, those little cookie bits.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her company. They're so good. They're in a huge container in my pantry now.
Really?
Oh.
I have to try them.
Yeah, they're delicious and incredibly low calorie.
Oh, good.
Anyway, so thanks, Rach. Anyway, so we'd all sit there and we'd hang out. Okay. And I remember the day it happened. I don't remember who it was, but this is what I remember. I remember we went there. We went to the temple. We dropped the kids off and we were like walking to the cars. And I think we went to Panera and we were sitting there and one of the moms said, so I'm going to go run some errands.
And did you guys all freak out?
And we all looked at her like, huh? She goes, yeah, I'm going to go get a couple of things done. I'll see you guys at pickup. And we were like, ruh-roh, okay. Okay. And that like cracked the seal.
And now you guys were all like, yeah, I'm going
to
go do.
Oh, I mean, by the way, never thought of going to the gym.
Yeah.
No, it just was like, you were just so used to being on this program with these kids and the whole thing. And at that time, you know, fitness wasn't in my life like it is now. I wish it had been. That would have been like perfect timing. Anyway, but yeah, so all of a sudden we started like running errands and doing things and then the group dissipated. Uh-huh. And we were all still friends.
Right, but it wasn't like your usual.
No, it wasn't the same thing. So that Panera, this is going to make me cry, but I was standing at the Panera and I took Kat and Coco there the other day because they liked the bread bowls. So I'm like, okay, yeah, we have time. Let's go get your bread bowls, whatever. And so I'm paying and I look down the like alleyway, walkway, whatever. And they're down getting their fountain drinks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cause I gave them cups and they went down. They like to do the ice and put their fountain drinks in. And I'm looking at them and I had such a moment and I was seeing them and I was like, God, look at them. First of all, they're so sweet and they're so cute together and they're such nice girls. And I'm like, make sure you're seeing this. Are you seeing this? And I'm thinking, yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm enjoying it. And I was having this weird like flash forward moment. And I was thinking someday, I don't know if it's going to be at this Panera or wherever, I'm going to be standing somewhere paying and look and see someone else's kids. Mm-hmm. And mine are going to be gone, you know, grown and doing their thing. I thought, I'm so lucky that I get to have these moments with my kids. And, you know, look, there's four of them, and I don't always feel like I'm servicing everyone correctly. And yes, I'm having like a little thing about my birthday and thinking like, what haven't I accomplished or what have I accomplished or what have I missed out on? But the truth is, anything that's on my list, and look, there's definitely so many things that I still want to do. Mm-hmm. That I feel like I haven't checked the box yet, but I would not trade anything I'm telling you for any of it.
I'm so glad to hear
that. Not one thing.
I'm so glad.
I mean, not one thing. Literally.
Yeah.
There's not a set I'd rather be on. There's not a trip I'd rather take. There's nothing because that stuff is just
priceless.
Yeah. I mean, I spent Sunday watching Nikki play tennis for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you feel this way.
I always feel this way, but I think sometimes you lose sight.
Yeah.
You lose sight of it. And that's normal too. And it's okay to be selfish and to want things for yourself and to have career ambition. And there is nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But I think just sometimes you have to relax and understand that, you know,
just recenter yourself and realize what actually is important in life. Exactly.
And that sometimes things just work out the way they work out for certain reasons. And you know how they say, like, careful what you wish for?
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly true.
Absolutely.
But anyway, this moment made me like very sad and it made me very happy at the same time.
I'm so glad.
Yeah. So it was a really nice moment. And it, yeah, so.
Good. Because I feel like you were going back and forth. Maybe it was just the hormones or whatever, but I feel like you were having this moment of...
Oh, I had a crap week last week. Totally crap week.
And I'm like, you have a great life. I just wanted to shake you and say, God, you're so... Just, I want you to realize... And which you do realize it, but I'm glad you're saying this. It's good.
But also, I think in the midst of my venting, and you know, I would pretty much only tell you because I know you understand me better than anyone probably, is I go, I understand that this is temporary.
But let me just bitch and complain.
Let me just complain about it now because no one else will. So let me do it. And that's okay too.
100%.
Well, that's fun. You had a very different weekend than
I
did. Yeah. Coco got her spacers for her expander.
Yeah, how did that go?
Not great.
No?
No.
Uh-oh. Did she freak?
No, she was fine when we were there.
And then in the car, she lost it?
No, she never really lost it. It wasn't terrible, but she was like, are they still there? Are they still there? Which is normal, so I had to keep looking. And then they hurt.
Right.
So what I'm worried about is... Well, they put those spacers in there so that when they put the brackets on in the back, there's already room for them. So that shouldn't hurt. But man, that expander is so irritating. It's like an open paper clip in your mouth.
Right.
And she's getting it 3 days before we're going on vacation.
Oh, no. It's like the worst time.
Or maybe it's not the worst time.
Can you put a little, what's it called in there? Just to numb it?
No, I think she's going to be okay. I feel like if Nikki got through it, she'll get through it. It's annoying for like 3 or 4 days. And what I feel like is she's going to get it. I'm going to let her sleep in the bed with me for those couple of days. And then we're going to be on vacation and she's going to have so much going on.
She'll be distracted, hopefully.
She'll be distracted.
Yeah.
Different than, you know, swimming and ziplining and doing all these really fun things is different than sitting in a classroom and playing with it with your tongue.
Yep. 100%.
Don't you think?
Yes, yes, yes.
And there's no good time.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little thing.
But it's good that you're doing it now while she's young.
Oh, well, you have to.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we're getting that over with. You know what I want to talk about as long as we were just talking about the little kid thing? So you know we were talking about kids and restaurants and the whole deal? So Terry and I were at Nobu on Saturday night.
Okay.
And sitting next to us was, first of all, Nobu is not closing. I just want, I'm not kidding. I want to tell you something. There has been this insane rumor that Nobu's closing and that Javier's is going in there. And every time we're there, Terry says to Casper, one of the managers, he's like, can you give me some chips and salsa, please? Like, it's a joke because it's Japanese. So we were there. And first of all, upstairs on the patio, they added trees, which is so nice because it adds like some privacy.
Are they like lit at all?
No, no. Okay. They're just, oh, by the way, we need to put like our holiday lights up.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Anyway, so it's really nice. And then we were talking to a couple of the different managers. They're like, we're number 4 in the company. We're not closing. It's not happening. Nope. They said it is not happening.
Interesting.
We had a phenomenal meal.
Good.
But the table next to us was a big table and they had 2 babies with them.
Mm-hmm.
And the babies were great and so cute, by the way. But at one point, one of the moms got up with the baby and was, you know, walking her literally, because where you sit upstairs at Nobu, the draw to sit outside is you're looking at the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so you sit there and the water is just beyond the rail. And she took the baby and walked over to the rail, basically in front of us, blocking the view of the water with the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncing, talking to the baby, the whole thing. And I thought the babies were very well behaved, but here's my addendum to everything we talked about before. If you need to walk your baby around, don't block someone's view, especially someone that's sitting there on a date.
Exactly.
That's so, you can't do that.
Agreed.
It's rude.
Yep.
You have to be very aware. I did not have a problem with the babies being at Nobu. I think these couples were going out for the evening. They've got little babies. We used to do that with Max and Nikki. Mm-hmm. We would take them to the Ivy at the shore. But if one of the babies was crying,
you walk outside at the front.
You take them outside. Mm-hmm. You go into the bathroom if it's too cold outside. Whatever it is, you walk out of the situation. But you certainly don't impede upon someone else's
space. Yeah,
and the whole thing.
Agreed.
Anyway, but the dinner was so good. So that's what we did Saturday night. But Sunday was kind of interesting. So Sunday, like I told you. Saturday we went to Prehistoric Pets.
Oh, yeah. The turtle.
The turtle.
Did you get it?
No.
Why?
She wants a tortoise.
Okay.
The turtles are the wet ones. Boy, you know what's crazy? She is fearless, Coco.
She was, she was feeding the...
She was feeding mugworms to the turtles. She was feeding lettuce to the tortoises. Those tortoises get... That's enormous.
Crazy, though. That's crazy. Not all of them do, right?
Not all of them, but that particular kind, they get that big, and they live like 80 years. And you know what they said? They said they're the greatest pets, so they just hang out in your backyard.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
No way.
That's what they do.
Mm-mm. Not.
But we have coyotes around here, and that just sounds sketch to me. Yeah. I don't know about a huge, big turtle.
So what are you going to get her then?
All right. So they had these Russian. All right. So the really cute turtles are the little tiny ones, mm-hmm. but those are illegal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. They don't have those. Those are illegal. Don't buy the baby turtles. But they have these Russian turtles mm-hmm. that are so cute, and they don't get huge. I'm going to say like, I don't know, 7-8 inches, mm-hmm. 9 inches, maybe max. And you buy a turtle house. And they live outside in the turtle house.
Oh, it's outside.
Yes.
Right. That way she's not in her room.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Turtle lives outside in the turtle house.
Okay.
And they're so cute and they're so sweet. So by the way, those ginormous turtles, like if we lived like on in a different space.
Yeah. Like acres of
yeah,
land.
If I had that, yeah. I would love to have those turtles walking around. They're so cool.
That's interesting.
And Coco was not only feeding them, she was stroking their little necks and their heads and their shells.
And they must be very low maintenance, right?
Yeah, they're herbivores. They eat greens.
Yeah. So you're going to get it to her. Give it to her.
So for her birthday, I'm going to get her a Russian tortoise. But the thing was, they weren't for sale yet because they were too young.
Oh.
So we have to keep checking back, they said. You can't put them on hold, apparently.
Okay. It's a high demand for
these. She wants to name it Mark.
Why Mark?
I don't know.
Oh, my
know.
God. She's so funny.
She's so funny. But she was so cute. And then we saw the bearded dragons. Because a lot of people said, you know, bearded dragons are a good pet. But
those are a little more weird to look at. And I don't know.
Well, they eat sketchy things. Yeah. But they were cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, super cute. But some of them get pretty big, too, and they can move fast. But she is drawn to turtles. Danya was telling me she loves turtles.
That's so random.
Isn't that random?
So random.
She loves the turtles. So I think for her birthday, I'm going to get her the Russian turtle.
That's a good gift.
Right?
Yeah, and then it teaches her how to be responsible, how to feed it, how to take care of it.
And she's good with stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be really good. I don't know. But anyway, so we spent hours at Prehistoric Pets.
Yeah.
Walking through and looking at things and touching things and feeding things and whatever. And then right near there, they have one of those places, like instead of ice cream, they serve raw cookie dough.
Oh, okay. So I've never been to one yet.
That was my first time too.
Hmm. Was it good?
I can't eat it.
Oh.
It all has dairy
in
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she loved it.
Is there like toppings? Is it just?
Yeah. They do toppings and the whole thing. So they have all different kinds of cookie doughs. And then they had toppings and ice cream. So she got like a little one. So she got like a little vanilla ice cream with cookie dough on top of it and then some toppings. But then those spacers were hurting. And the chips hurt. Oh, it was a whole thing. So I got her this fabulous juice from this place next door. And then she took 4 sips and then spilled it all over the seat and the side of my car.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
And it smelled like vomit. But that's a whole nother story. But she and I had so much fun. It was like one of those weekends where I just got to spend time with everyone. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we were listening to Christmas music and we were playing Clue. And I am so bad at Clue. I really am.
I haven't played Clue in like 10, 15 years.
I suck. I never know who it is, what weapon, or where.
Have you ever been to the those dinner parties?
No.
To figure out who
Mm-mm.
the... No?
Mm-mm.
I feel like that could be fun. No?
Maybe. A murder mystery party?
Way too much work.
That sounds very high impact. Now, someone just invited Kat to a birthday party that's an escape room, but it's a mobile escape room.
What?
You know, like game trucks? It's an escape bus.
What?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little claustrophobic for me, I think.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever been in an escape room?
No.
But me neither, but I think it's too. A small room. Yeah. I don't know. Mm. Sounds crazy. Do you love the thrill of an escape room? Looking for clues and solving puzzles? Well, guess what? Now you can bring the mystery home. Introducing Hunt a Killer. This is going to be your new favorite obsession. Hunt a Killer is a monthly subscription. Natalie, you're going to love this. We were just talking about this. Listen to this.
Okay.
Hunt a Killer is a monthly subscription where you become a detective immersed in a murder mystery.
Mm.
Each month,
a
fictional serial killer will send you cryptic clues, objects, and letters that you can actually use to solve the crime in real time.
That is so fun.
It's like Clue on steroids.
Yeah.
It's so interactive and convincing that it looks and feels real. Hunt a Killer is perfect to play solo, as a date night, or for a game night with friends so you can exchange theories. You can even join their online community, working with other people who are at the same point in the story as you are. Over 60,000 people have joined Hunt a Killer's online community, and they have over 1,000 five-star customer reviews. So right now, just for our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com/Heather for 10% off your first box. They only accept 200 members per day, so hurry, because you got to take advantage of this offer. That's huntakiller.com/Heather. This is a very exclusive murder mystery company. So it's huntakiller.com/Heather for 10% off your first box. huntakiller.com/Heather. See if you have what it takes to get into the mind of a serial killer and solve the mystery.
Hey, it's Adam Carolla.
Hey, this is Kelty Knight from Lady Gang.
Hey, it's Steve Austin from the Steve Austin Show.
This is Heather Dubrow from Heather Dubrow's World.
Hey, this is Rob Riggle.
And Sarah Tiana from Riggle's Picks.
This is Caitlin Bristow from Off the Vine on Podcast One.
This Veterans Day, I'd like to give a special thanks to all those who've served in the armed forces.
From the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Reserves.
Because of your bravery, we can live without fear.
Because of your valor, we can soar into the bright future.
Because of your sacrifice, we don't have to sacrifice the liberties that we hold so dear.
We could not do it without you.
Thank you again for your service, and all of us at Podcast One hope you enjoy a safe holiday weekend.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
All right, oh, so let me tell you about the tennis thing.
Oh, yes.
Have I told you about the tennis thing?
I feel like bits and pieces.
Okay, so Terry and I talked about this a little bit on Dr. Mrs. Guinea Pig. Terry was a very good tennis player. Mm-hmm. But if I say whatever, he goes, I didn't pick up tennis until I was a junior in high school, and then I became number one on the tennis team, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. He's very athletic. He's a good tennis player. But he hasn't played in a long time, and he's got plantar fasciitis because he's been running too much. Whatever. He's a mess. So Nikki was playing tennis on Sunday. He had his lesson, and I showed up like, I don't know, maybe half hour before it was over. And he ended up playing for like 90 more minutes because mm-hmm. these two girls came randomly, a girl that I've known since she was little and a friend of Max's from elementary school.
Okay.
They're doubles partners they have the same coach. So they all started playing. Anyway, so it was so fun for me. And I was just sitting there watching him, and I hadn't seen him play in a while. And oh my God, he's gotten so good. And Terry was texting me, and I'm like, you know, they're playing longer. Come over and watch. So he comes over to watch. Now, Nikki's tennis coach, Carrie, is running this charity. Mm-hmm. And it used to be just for drug prevention and drug awareness, but she decided it was too depressing. So this year she also added puppy shelters.
Okay.
To the mix. Okay. For the charity. So you need an adult to play with you. So I signed Terry up to play with Nikki. Next weekend.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Spend some quality exactly. time together. Yeah. So I said, you know, you should come over and watch him. He's really gotten good. And Nikki gets a little performance anxiety at first, like if someone he knows someone's watching mm-hmm. him, and then he mellows and he's fine. So Terry shows up and he's playing or whatever. And then Carrie, the coach, was like, well, Terry, you have to play with him next week. Why don't you come play now? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I don't have a racket. She's like, here, Nikki has an extra one. So Terry starts playing, and oh my gosh, what do you think Terry does?
Oh gosh, what? Makes it about himself.
Yes. So all of a sudden he's, now you understand, it's Nikki and Terry on one side and these, you know, sophomores in high school.
Oh no.
On the other, girls on the other side. Oh, and he's trying to serve them these impossible serves. And he's talking smack.
Oh,
and,
my God,
oh,
Terry.
Yeah, and making it all about himself. And I looked at him and I go, Terry.
Knock it off.
And I take my hand like a dial and dial it down. I'm mouthing to him. And he goes, he looks at me like he had completely unaware. He goes, dial it down? And I'm like, yes, dial it down.
They're children.
And he was like, oh, okay.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was so funny. Oh my God, he's so competitive.
How did they do as a team?
They were great. Nikki is such a good kid, and when he's not being douchey, and such a good sport. He was like, okay, rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
Terry.
Yeah.
But then they were great together.
That is so cute. I love that.
It was so cute. And Nikki spent the other day, like a week ago or last week, I got him a big basket with tons of like, 60 balls.
Yeah.
And he went in our community. We have tennis courts. And he went over there by himself and did four baskets worth of balls for serves.
What?
Yeah, just to practice.
Oh my gosh.
Is that so cute?
He's really into it. Aren't dabblers anymore.
Well, let's see. Tennis team at school starts tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
So let's see how that.
After school?
Uh-huh. Mm, yeah, good. So we'll see how that all goes. But I just loved it. It was so cute.
That is. That's nice to see. I'm sure it's attractive too to see like your husband like being so
full of himself.
No, just like, I don't know, like having a connection with one of his kids. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, all I want, I remember when the kids were super little, you know, and some of the other moms and stuff, like you always wanted to say mama first. They all say dad first. And, or you want to be the favorite parent, whatever. I never really
cared.
No. I mean, I guess moments you want, I don't know, I guess, but I never really cared. What I've always cared about is that they have an emotional connection to as many people as possible, whether it's grandparents, you know, their uncle, their dad, me, you, the nannies who, you know, have been with us for 10 years and are like big sisters to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because the more people that love your kids, the better, and the better it is for them.
Absolutely.
Because it gives them a bigger village.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I love it, though. I can't wait to hear about the charity event. Where is it going to be? Here? It's local?
Yeah, it's right at the place he trains at.
It is? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's at the tennis club.
Oh, my God.
You know what's really weird? Mm-hmm. The tennis club where he takes lessons is the tennis club that Terry's dad used to hang out in.
Really?
It was a very important part of his life in his later years. He used to go there, hang out at the... I don't think he played tennis.
Oh, he didn't play it.
I'm not sure, but he just hung out at the bar there.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was like a member of the tennis club.
Interesting.
There's a pool there, too.
So it must bring back a lot of memories for Terry then, too.
Yeah, he was saying it as we were walking out. He's like, isn't it funny how this place was so important to my dad?
Right.
And now Nikki's here.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Weird.
It is.
So what did you guys decide to do for Thanksgiving?
You know, I think we're just going to go to my sister's house and just do it there. We're just too many of us. And with the kids running around, you know, I think it's the same thing. We just don't want to have so many kids just like crying and this and running around. It's just too much. So
I agree.
I won't be able to spend it with him then.
It's hard to do Thanksgiving at a restaurant.
It is. It's just too much. And then it gets expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know what? Why? Just make it like a potluck. Make it easy, everyone. We're just going to make it very like comfortable. Come in PJs. We can all cook together all day. Like just very, very casual. We love doing things like that anyway. So it'll be fun.
It's fun. That's what you're supposed to do. I remember there was some contention in my family a couple of years ago because my mom wanted to throw Thanksgiving in Manhattan at a restaurant.
Mm.
And we ended up going to my cousin's house, which was so much better because we all had little kids.
Yeah.
Same reason.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's so much better when they have a playroom to run around in.
If not, you can't even eat your dinner and then you're running around. Then you're getting up, right? You're going outside, having to calm them down.
Well, there's nothing for them to do.
They get bored. Yeah. It's just not fun.
And it's more important that everyone spends time together.
Exactly.
Than you be at a restaurant.
I wanted to do it only because of Riley.
Of course.
Yeah.
But like if they had a private room.
Yeah.
That you could be in, that was just off the dining, like the main restaurant, that would be different. But they don't have, they should really do that.
They have one small private room.
Where?
Where you can close all the doors. You know, as soon as you walk in, the bar's to your right, on the left-hand side, in between the like little lounge area to the left of that, there's a
private dining. Is there a fireplace in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's private dining?
And that closes off, yeah.
How many people could sit in there?
I want to say...
It's not that big.
No, like 15-ish,
huh.
16 people.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's not bad. But it's all open, so it's like, you know, it's not that private.
Because I thought you said you can close the doors.
You can, but it's all, they're windows.
They're glass?
Yeah, they're glass, yeah.
Sanford's looking in anyway.
Yep, exactly.
It's like you're in a fishbowl.
Oh my God, I'm like lisping because of my...
I was going to say, I haven't seen you wear your Invisalign
I know, I have to stay on it. It's not good.
I forgot to ask Nikki if he changed his this week. He's been really good with it, though,
really?
So I have to assume he...
Ugh.
But have I noticed him wearing it?
Mm.
He is wearing it, isn't he?
He doesn't have brackets like me, right?
He has... He does.
He does?
Yeah.
Huh. Are you going to text him?
No, I'm making myself a little note.
Oh, gosh. It's such a pain, to be honest with you.
Really? Better than braces, though. Braces are
100%.
So
but my teeth have gotten so much better.
Really?
You know, Riley didn't know I got my nose done until 2 days ago. Because I was like, I want to fix this part of my nose because it's droopy. And he's like, don't touch your nose. I'm like, you do know I've got my nose done. He goes, what? I go, maybe I shouldn't have.
Never mind.
Yeah. He's like, you have? I go, yeah, it was like 2 years ago. But they didn't break a bone or anything. It was just the tip.
By the way, even if we saw pictures of you, you'd have to go,
really?
Really? You'd have
between
to really
that and my teeth,
look.
I've just slightly shifted my face.
Maybe, well, whatever makes people happy. Makes you happy.
But that's it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not doing anything else. For now. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Have you started holiday shopping?
No, I don't do that till like the day before.
Really?
I'm awful. I'm awful. No, maybe like a week before. But then I
You do such good gifts, though. You're good at gifts.
But everything has to get like overnighted. And I'm like, I just can't think too far in advance. I know you're such a planner, but I'm so not. Oh, it's Riley's gift that I don't know what to get him for his birthday. I'm really at a loss completely.
Oh, let me think about that for a second.
And I'm normally, I'm like you said, I'm pretty decent. But this year, I just have no clue what to get him. And it's like right around the corner.
Well, you guys are going to Chicago.
Right.
So is there something you can do?
But he's like pretty much planning that whole Chicago trip.
Are you flying coach?
No, first class.
Because I was thinking you could upgrade.
Yeah.
Forget that.
He'd probably be like, really? We spent money on this? He wouldn't even be appreciative of that.
Well, what is he into?
I mean, he has every book you can think of.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking an experience, but like what? Last time I did that, you know, my boobs were in my face and my eyelashes were. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I literally am at a loss.
Is there no like crazy chef gadgety thing that he doesn't own?
No. I mean, he has literally everything you can think of. I wanted something like sentimental, but I really just don't know.
I thought, didn't we talk about getting him a new saber that's engraved?
But you were going to get him that.
Should I get him that for his birthday?
You don't have to get him anything for
How old
birthday.
Is he turning?
34.
Well, that's random.
It's no 50.
No, it's not.
I don't know. Just think about it. Let me know.
Maybe you should get him the saber. That's a good gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so beautiful and it would look really nice in his man cave too. And the box is so nice.
Yeah.
Why don't you get him that?
You know how
well,
he has
you
that
could get
move.
Him that with like an insane bottle of champagne.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
Like something.
Yeah.
Like. Off the hook. Mm-hmm. I mean, like a Krug Rosé or...
Yeah, something that's a little more specialty.
Yeah.
That would be good. I feel bad.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel bad. I'm like, oh gosh.
That's a good gift. You should give him that. Let's look up who made that saber that I have. And you could write something beautiful. I love that.
Yeah. Okay. Just don't cut my head off when you're mad at me.
This has very specific purposes.
Exactly.
Coco, I was telling you this, but I'll tell everyone. Coco, told them to make holiday lists because there's nothing.
Yeah.
These kids need nothing.
Yep.
And I say this every year, and I get better every year, but this year, gonna be really, you know, pare it all down.
Good.
The only one I feel bad about, and I always say this, is Coco because she's 7, you know, turning 8. Mm-hmm. Like, she still likes the little things and opening things. But even Coco every year has, like, a limit to how many things she wants to open. Once she finds the thing she wants...
She's done.
She's done.
Yeah.
So I said to her, I'm like, are you making a list? She goes, yeah. I go, well, how are you looking things up? She goes, but I wrote it down because I wanted to make sure I remembered exactly how she said it. I go, what did you type in Safari? She goes, cool and improved toys. That's what she Googled. Cool and improved. Because she started looking at toys and she didn't find anything interesting. Cool and improved toys.
God, where does this little girl come up with this stuff?
I don't know, but she was totally right. And then she found like 5 random things and I literally sat there and ordered them.
Oh, good.
And I thought, you know what? Let me get them in. If she adds anything else to the list, I'll switch it out. I can always give one of these to Toys for Tots. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. They weren't all expensive, but I was like, oh my gosh.
This household during Christmas time. Oh, I tell you.
Crazy. But I think I've got it narrowed down. I mean, Max is easy because she just likes, she likes jewelry and she likes clothes. Yeah. So I can just get her a little something, something.
Right.
Katarina, too, is into clothes now.
Okay.
And accessories, so that she's easy. Coco, I think I have covered. And Nikki wants some dumb curved screen for his...
Oh, all his gaming.
His gaming. Mm. And I thought I'd get him some, like, a couple of cool tennis outfits.
Yeah. What about Terry? I feel like Terry, it's always something funny. And
the problem with Terry is that he does not like gifts.
Right.
And I always get him something, though. And sometimes it's like a funny botched gift. Yeah. But I've bought him everything possible with botched on it at this point.
We got to get creative this year.
Yeah. I mean, he's got coasters, mugs, hats, you know, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. Last year I got him, I think I just bought him workout clothes. Was that last year? Or was that the year before? Maybe it was the year before. I think last year I got him the big botch poster. Was that his birthday? I can't remember. No, yesterday was just, last year was botch paraphernalia.
Yeah.
A blanket.
A bunch of that stuff.
The year before I got him workout clothes. He loved that. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Hmm. Maybe a new leather jacket.
That would the one that he said he was over, but now he's not.
Clearly not over. Maybe a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to Samara about that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. I don't know. There's nothing I want. There's really not.
But you want a birthday gift, which is right after.
I do want a birthday present. Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I want a birthday
present.
Goodness
gracious.
And I want a good one.
You'll get it.
Busy Phillips is hosting your new favorite late night show on E! Called Busy Tonight. Busy Phillips is going to be your new best friend. And if you think she couldn't top her first week, you're so wrong. This week, she welcomed even more big names like John Stamos, Olivia Munn, and Julia Roberts. What I love about Busy is how playful and real she is. She keeps it fun while telling it like it is. This show is unlike any other late night show out there, and it's so nice to sit down after a long day and just hang out with Busy. The show is on four nights a week from Sunday to Wednesday on E!, so it's the perfect excuse to stay in. She covers topics you care about with her own unfiltered brand of opinions and plays some hilarious games with a margarita or two. So check it out and tell your friends you're going to be busy every Sunday through Wednesday at 10, 9 central, only on E!. It's good to be busy tonight. Should we answer a few questions? Because I feel like there was a couple of things.
I feel bad. We have literally 135 unread text messages that I have to go through still.
Okay. But so, there was some, because I was looking at the phone and there were some. Did you X any of these out recently?
What do you mean X any of them out?
Oh, because I started looking at some of them that were pertained to last week's show.
Oh, you know what you have to answer and talk about is Lindsay's gift. Everyone's dying to hear about Lindsay's gift.
Yes, I saw that and I thought I found what it was and now I forgot the name of it again.
Uh-oh.
Is it called Portovino? Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm right. It's Portovino. So everyone that's been asking about the gift I bought for Lindsay, it's Portovino, P-O-R-T-O-V-I-N-O, Portovino Collections. And if you just tap on purses, you'll see it. It's so cool. I bought her the black one, but there's so many different colors. There's gold, silver, dark purple. They call it aubergine. Blue, red, and it's got this hidden flap, and you put like a wine bladder in there, and you pour your wine or your champagne and put it in there, and you could just pour your wine out of your bag.
It's like the best thing to take to like the movie theater.
To the movie theater, to a sporting event.
Seriously.
To like the Hollywood Bowl. To anything. Oh, to a picnic. Gosh. To the beach.
That's like.
So I got her the bag. I got her extra wine bladders. I got her cool packs that you freeze and you put in there to keep it all cold. And then I got her those stemless wine glasses. But these, I love these because they're soft. Mm-hmm. You can crush them.
Yeah. Like almost like a jelly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so good.
They're very, very cool.
So I love that. Okay. So someone named Holly wrote, "Kids in stores and restaurants. I have a toddler I cannot control, and I'm literally hoping people have sympathy for me rather than get upset at the behavior. It appears the more I try, the worse she gets, and the less I try, the better. I even had one waiter say I forgot my screaming child in the restaurant. Oh, don't worry. She'll be following me, and you're welcome for me leaving and not staying and trying to wait it out. It is so hard when they are too young to have a serious talk to and reason with. Most of the time, I'm like, well, why did I even try to leave the house? Most people want to slow down time and don't want their kids to grow up. But right now, I'm hoping this is a phase and mine speeds up." Mm. I totally get that. But here's the thing. You have to keep trying.
Right.
Because you can't wake up one day when they're 10 and take them to a restaurant and figure they know how to do it. They get used to what they know. Yes, all kids are different. Some of them scream. Some of them run around. So you don't take them to the fancy restaurant. You take them, start at Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Start
but
at
they
McDonald's.
They still need to learn the right behaviors.
Exactly. Hi, I started the Dubrow diet and I'm so pleased with how I feel. I'm doing IVF for genetic screening and about to start my fourth round of 6 total egg collections. Oh, that's so good. I'm so happy for you. My question is whether I continue to interval eat during my stimulation cycles. Hey, listen, let me answer just a general medical question because I get a lot of questions about pregnancy, breastfeeding, medications. You shouldn't do anything without consulting your doctor. Going through IVF, have a very specific condition like you're a brittle diabetic, anything like that, always, always consult with your personal doctor. And by the way, the Dubrow diet is restocked at Barnes & Noble online, and you can get some in local bookstores if you tap the where can I find it locally. There's a couple here and there. You can go to ingridbooks.com. Still has some, and they're about to restock at Amazon. Okay. Hi, love you guys. I work in Macy's as a visual manager, and please watch your kids and don't let them run around and touch everything. As for restaurants, if you're in like a TGI Fridays, kids are a given, but if I'm paying $100 for a steak, I don't want to hear a kid screaming. I agree. Walk them outside. Regarding Lindsay's kids on the ride on toys, in our mall, those toys are for rent and are meant to be ridden around the mall. That is a very good point. There are certain malls, like I know the Aliso Viejo Mall, they have stuff there too where you can rent ride-on toys or wagons.
I wonder if that's because it's more of like a family-friendly mall versus a South Coast Plaza that has very high-end stores.
I would agree. And I think that even at South Coast Plaza, they purposely put all the kids' stuff together on one side for exactly that reason. Hi, Heather. I enjoy listening to your podcast each week. You talked about Chef Amanda's cauliflower garlic bread a few weeks ago. I'm anxiously waiting you to post the recipe. It looks so good in your pics. Can you send the recipe or post it? Guess what? We're going to do a little series once the house tour is done, a little what Amanda cooks. And I haven't sort of concepted the whole thing because, quite frankly, I just came up with that. But so like, many questions.
I was like, We are.
I think it would be so fun. And we're going to start doing things with Chef Amanda because I get a lot of questions about this. So we will be doing that. By the way, if you want to see the house tour and you want to win, we're doing the coaster contest right now. Go to Heather's Closet on YouTube. By the way, I don't want you to think these are like $5 coasters. These are the same coasters I have in my house. They are beautiful.
Yeah, they really are.
And they're expensive and you're going to love them. So make sure you become a subscriber of Heather's Closet so you can be eligible to win. Hi, Heather. Love your podcast and loved you on Real Housewives of Orange County. The way you're on the podcast is how I always wanted you to be on RHOC. You're so yourself. Thank you. I want to say that I've been listening to how you are approaching Max about exercising. I have to say that you're doing it right. I grew up dancing and playing sports, so I never had to work out. And when I got to college, it was such a fail. I had no idea how to exercise and eat right. It didn't hit me until junior year, and I gained 20 pounds. In grad school, I finally figured it out, and 4 years later, I'm still on that healthy journey. I'm about to start the Dubrow diet. I just wanted to say Max will thank you later, and you're doing a great thing. You're giving her the tools she needs so she won't struggle in college like many of my friends. Thanks for everything, Abby in Atlanta, Georgia.
So sweet.
So sweet. By the way, it doesn't always work.
Right.
And you just have
to. But you're trying. You're trying different things. Exactly. Trial and error.
Trial and error. And by the way, Max has become a vegetarian.
That's right. And that was sort of on her own, right?
Completely on her own. Yeah. Partially because of the animals and partially because she just like created an aversion for the taste. Mm-hmm. She just, you know, did.
Yep.
And I don't know if it was because of the, I don't know how it sort of happened, but she is a vegetarian now. And Chef Amanda leaves us food in the weekends. And Terry was sampling what was in there.
Yeah.
And he was saying to Amanda last night, oh my God, that ground beef you made, the taco meat was so delicious. She's and like, she goes, oh, that was plant-based.
I love it. Imagine Terry going vegetarian.
No.
Never happening.
Not happening. Okay. Dear Heather and Natalie, love Natalie's idea about purging her closet. Got so inspired and want to do it myself. I was wondering if you could tell me your advice on must-have items when starting a whole new wardrobe. Would love to see you do a Heather's Closet episode on the subject, but I know you're doing the house tour, which I love, by the way, at the moment. Would really appreciate both of your advice. Love, Camilla. I think that's the other thing we're going to start doing when the house tour is over. In kind of like the new year, new you, we're going to mix it up a bit. We're going to do some Chef Amanda. We're going to do purging. We're going to do wardrobe pieces for every season, basics that you need, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And how, you know, all that. So yes, I promise we will get to that, Camilla. Oh, this is good. Here we go. Just finished listening to the latest podcast regarding Coco sleeping in her own bed. Please, please be good. Please be good. We went through this with our son and he would come sleep in our bed because he was scared. We stopped this by making the rule that if he was scared, he could come in our room but had to sleep on the floor. He had to bring in a sleeping bag and pillow or blanket, whatever he wanted, but he could not sleep in our bed. All it took was 1 week and he was in his bed exclusively.
That's so funny. Would you ever make Coco sleep on the floor?
First of all, she'd be so cold because our room, it's like snowing in our bedroom. And knowing Coco, all of a sudden there would be like a pop-up tent.
Totally.
Blankets, pillows, animals.
Yep. And she'd be like, nope, never leaving.
I'm good. Yeah. I got this. Here's my piece of floor.
Try
not to trip over me on the way to the bathroom. Hi, Heather and Natalie. I know Heather said she's not going to talk about the big birthday anymore. But I'm curious about the advice you've gotten from friends and listeners. My birthday is also in the beginning of January, and I, too, have a big birthday coming up. We had our first child this year, so finances are a big consideration. I am not expecting anything huge, but I know how I get around my birthday, so I fear a huge letdown. What do I do?
Oh, gosh. I mean, again, I think it's making it known to your significant other that you may not, and you can even say, you know, I know we're sort of tight on money and I know there's a lot going on, but I think I still want to do a little something special, just like sort of throwing it out there that you still want to do something for your birthday versus saying, don't worry about it. I don't want anything. Don't do anything for me.
No, because then you're going to be upset.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's just, I mean, you have to make it known. Men are very simple. You have to just tell them what you want.
Well, I mean, I told this story last week, but it was the same thing when I turned 40. It was like money was tight.
Yep.
We had a lot of stuff was going on. And so I thought to myself, what is important to me right now?
Right.
I didn't want a gift.
Right.
I didn't need anything.
Right.
I didn't want anything. I wanted to spend time with, you know, this small group of people. And I wanted this very, like, elaborate yet small dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. And it was great.
But you had to do that for yourself.
But I don't, that's okay. Why is she saying someone else has to do it?
Oh, I don't know. I think not about her significant other. Maybe not. Maybe that's where my brain goes though.
No, she wasn't really putting it on anyone else. I think in some situations you do have to be vocal and either tell them what you want. So someone, if you don't want to be involved
yourself.
Or plan it yourself. And that's what I've done in the past. I think that's my biggest thing for this time. Like I said, too much pressure. And I vacillate between like, oh, why don't we just do this big fun thing versus like, I really don't need that. And I can't figure out what is it. But it's funny because I was on the phone with my aunt this morning and she was like, everyone keeps asking me what you're doing for your birthday because, and I'm like, why? She goes, because it's a big number and it's you. So everyone's assuming like you must be doing something.
Oh God, is that even more pressure though for you?
No, I didn't. Look, what do I care what anyone else thinks I should be doing?
I don't know. Maybe it was just like
No, it was just, it was surprising to me that anyone cared. Like why, I don't know.
Of course people care.
I mean, in that sense, like, but it was like, oh, what's Heather going to do? Like, oh, it's such a big birthday. I'm sure she's going to do something fabulous. And I'm like, yeah.
Really, Miss Tiara?
And then I might have a tiara. Love you guys. I've listened since the very beginning. Heather, you're amazing in all you do. Thank you. Just curious what you do with all your family photos. Are they all on the computer? Do you have them in books? Do you have a service that helps you? I need advice. We have a family of seven, and I'm overwhelmed with getting this organized. You're the best at organizing from what I hear. Please do tell. Hashtag mom problems. Haha. This is my one big thing. I don't even have pictures in my I mean, we're sitting in my bedroom right now. There's no pictures in the frames except one of them because that one doesn't come out.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuck in there. I have been very bad at this. So first, I used to scrapbook and do it myself. Then I got behind and then I hired someone and she did a few and it seemed like so random. And then I had Natalie start doing like a Shutterfly thing and then we just couldn't get it together. And then I finally thought, no one ever looks through any of my scrapbooks.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
I mean,
you did the baby books, which is good, I think.
I haven't really finished
Coco, but, well, and
the twins are done. Cats is done. I just haven't physically pasted
but at least you can go through it.
Sure. It's Coco's that's non-existent.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
But I think what you do well is you have that one photo of your family that you put on your wall.
Yes. And so I didn't We haven't done it. We just did our first family picture in like 3 years, but we used to do it every year. Mm-hmm. And that's the picture. And what's nice is walk by and I go, I remember there are one here, there are two, yeah. there are three. Then Kat came along and you could kind of see how the family grew. But mostly everything's just on the computer.
Yeah.
So what happens is when one of them has a project or they need to make a poster, I start going down a wormhole of looking in the computer and looking at everything. And I guess eventually, if the kids want those photos, they can have them. I'm assuming when they get married or they want right. that kind of slideshow. But it's funny. So my cousin, Peter, who is like a brother to me, you know, Peter and Tim are like brothers to me. And Peter is 2 months older than me. Mm-hmm. So he's turning 50 also mm-hmm. in November. So his wife is, I think, throwing a little party for him. Mm-hmm. And so she was asking my aunt for photos.
Oh.
Because she's putting together a whole thing, whatever. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And your aunt probably has like physical photos. So she has
she
to
does.
Like.
She yeah. does. I know, right? I would have to go through the whole.
Oh, gosh.
Thing. Oh, what a disaster, right? Let's do one more. Hi, Heather and Natalie. Love you guys and the brand you are growing. Have listened to both podcasts since day one, all the YouTube shows, loving the house tour, and of course, love Consult Beauty and Health. I have the new book and I have a quick question. I'm looking to lose the last 5 to 8 pounds that I've been trying to lose for years since having kids. I love that after 2 weeks, I really am easily able to fast and not hungry. The problem is because I am so active, I find when I restrict, reduce calories, I stay put on the scale. How do I keep the scale moving and losing? I always drop a couple right away and then hold steady. Will it eventually move again and I need patience, or do I need to get a better grasp on my calorie intake requirements and eat more despite not being hungry? Would love to hear what you and Terry think. Apologies if this is covered in book. Just have skimmed so far as busy always driving my kids like Heather. Book on tape soon. You know, we didn't do this one on tape because you really, for me, whenever I wanted to try something diet-wise or physical or whatever, I feel like I always needed to refer back and flip back and forth and write notes and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I like a physical book. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me. And also, you know, reading recipes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seemed like a lot. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, and I'm curious to know what you think about this. But for me, what I'm going to tell you is stop worrying about calories, because the whole point of the Dubrow diet is that it's a lifestyle. You don't have to count calories anymore. I think I definitely eat more than anyone I know and any of my friends, and my weight is even and steady. Yeah, when I'm traveling or on vacation, I loosen up. Because I also feel like when you get to your goal weight and you're there for a while, your body reaches this set point, I want to call it, where you can play a little more. But as long as you get right back on when you get off of your vacation right. or whatever it is. I mean, not go crazy, but, you know, stay right. within your parameters. But get on the Dubrow diet, read the actual book, read the parameters, and don't worry about plateauing. Just keep moving forward. Make sure you're exercising every day. Stay with the food plans that are in whatever phase of the diet you're on, and you will get to your goal weight. I mean, that was the same thing with me. I was either 5 to 8 pounds away or I was skinny fat.
Yep. I mean, I think right now you have it down to a science, right? You work out every day. You know how much, you know when to give your body a break. You know that you can go twice a day or you have to go once or you go none. Like mm-hmm. you already know how much you can eat, when to lay off. Like you now understand your rhythm. I think for a lot of people, they don't have that yet. And for me, I always say, don't focus on the number. Stop worrying about the 5 to 8 pounds because –
you might be losing inches.
Exactly. Muscle weighs more than fat, right? So if you end up – by the way, if you feel fantastic and you look fantastic, who cares if you actually are maybe 8 pounds more than what you thought your goal weight was, right? I think we all have this number in our head that we have to meet in order to look good. And then you meet that number and you look too skinny or you look too this. So I say forget about the number. Don't worry about it. Yes, work out every day. And, you know, I think that if you, for me at least, it's cutting out those, I swear it's those carbs that I see all the difference.
Well, if you follow the food list, you're only going to eat very high fiber, healthy carbs. And right. we give you the parameters, but I agree
exactly.
with you. 100%.
It's just a more realistic approach. You know what I mean? But yeah, obviously.
I hate the scale.
Hate it.
The scale is stupid. And I will tell you something. My ideal weight, let's call it, if I was to mm-hmm. get on the scale, since I have been living the Dubrow diet lifestyle, so I'm going to say the last 3 years, is probably 3 to 4 pounds heavier than it was before.
Right.
And I look better now.
See? Exactly.
So don't worry about the scale.
Unless it only matters, I think, when you have like those 50 plus pounds to lose, right? Like where you actually are losing fat. And mm-hmm. I think that's fine. Like, okay, you're down 20 pounds, you're down 40 pounds, 50 pounds, perfect. But when you're in this really weird, like 5 to 8 pounds, don't be so like fixated on it.
But even if you have the 50, 60 pounds, don't weigh yourself every day.
Right.
Your body fluctuates, especially women. But even with guys, you know, you have soup. And there's a little extra sodium because maybe you ate out. And even though it's on plan and you're good, you're going to be up on the scale because now you've had sodium. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you were on an airplane.
Right.
Or, you know, it's a hormone thing and you're bloated. You can't get on the scale every day.
Right.
That's why other plans, when you go to a center like Weight Watchers or whatnot, they weigh you once a week.
Yeah.
It's an average. Mm-hmm. Don't be so fixated on it. Use it as your guide, but don't be so fixated.
Yes.
Love you guys so much. Thank you so much for all of your support. We're so excited. We've gotten so many new listeners in the last couple of weeks. It's been really, really exciting. Don't forget to watch Heather's Closet on YouTube. And if you want to win those coasters, I have 3 sets.
So exciting.
3 sets. And they're gorgeous. They're black. And they have...
Don't give it away.
Oh, don't? Really?
Not yet.
Okay. Don't. Never mind. They're so beautiful. Yeah. By the way, I don't even think, do I own these? I know I have a version of them, but I don't know if I have this actual one.
Uh-oh. You're going to steal them?
I might need them. Maybe only 2 of you will get them. 3 of you are going to get them. It's so exciting. Anyway, become a subscriber of Heather's Closet if you want to be eligible to win. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.